This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House said U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Saturday as the Israeli-Hamas conflict continued to rage and destroyed a tower housing news media organizations. Israel pounded Gaza on Saturday, destroying the tower, while Palestinian rockets hit Tel Aviv with no sign of an end to almost a week of fighting. President Biden reaffirmed the United States' strong support for Israel's right to defend itself against rocket attacks from Hamas in his call with Netanyahu, according to the White House. An international network of journalists and media executives have condemned the Israeli airstrike on the Gaza City building with the offices of the Associated Press and broadcaster Al Jazeera. The chief executive of the Associated Press said on Saturday the U.S.-based media organization was shocked and horrified and very thankful they did not have a loss of life. AP CEO Gary Pruitt says a dozen journalists inside the building were able to get out after warnings about the targeting. The Israeli military says the militant group Hamas was operating inside, but provided no evidence to back up the claim. Paris police used tear gas and water cannons Saturday to disperse a pro-Palestinian rally held despite a ban by authorities. Authorities had canceled planned demonstrations earlier in the week over fears of a flare-up of anti-Semitic violence during the worst fighting between Israel and Hamas in years. But 3,000 people gathered north of the French capital with a security presence involving some 4,000 officers. This is VOA News.